Now, Czech player Martin Staszko achieved the greatest success of his poker career when he finished second in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas on Wednesday, where the 35-year-old Czech won over $5.4 million in prize money. Czech players now hope his accomplishment will popularize poker back home and eventually relax recently tightened Czech legislation on the game. Jan Richter reports.
Here is the river card. It is the four of diamonds, and that will do it. P.S. Hines is the 2011 World Series of Poker.
Four of diamonds was not enough for Martin Staszko's in the final of the 2011 World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. In the final showdown, the Czech was holding 10 and 7 of clubs, while his opponent, P.S. Hines from Germany, an ace and a king. The last card meant Martin Staszko finished second with over $5.4 million in prize money. But Staszko, speaking immediately after the final was over, said second place was a great success.
I think for poker in Czech Republic it's very good. I am very happy with second place and congratulations to Pius to win.
Martin Staszko had to beat nearly 7,000 players in the Texas Hold'em tournament to advance to the final three-handed game, along with P.S. Hines and Ben Lamb from the U.S. There, in the very first hand, Staszko, wearing his signature flannel shirt, doubled up on Lamb, knocked the American out, and took the chip lead. Staszko and Hines then exchanged the lead 9 times in more than 6 hours before the Czech began to pull away and ultimately failed to win the famed WSOP bracelet. I asked Czech poker expert Jaroslav Sita, who was following the game at home, what spoiled Staszko's chances of the overall win.
What he was lacking was a bit of luck, I guess. People say poker is all about luck, but that's not quite true. But you do need a bit of luck in anything you do, and I think that is what Martin needed to win.
The second place at the World Series of Poker is a career highlight for the 35-year-old Martin Staszko, who only took up the game 4 years ago. In fact, he only gave up his car factory job last May. But his strong analytical skills soon made him one of the world's top players. Jaroslav Sita again.
I think his strongest skills are analytical thinking and a mathematical approach to the game. He is a former chess player, which is great for playing poker. He has been training his logical thinking since he was a child, and I think that is his greatest advantage.
Martin Staszko's accomplishment was cheered in his hometown of Třinec in the northeast of the country. When the multimillionaire returns home, he will receive an award from the town hall. But others hope his success will popularize poker in the Czech Republic and, more importantly, relax recently tightened legislation which treats the game as gambling and removes it from the public space into casinos and poker clubs.
I think it's a breaking point. I don't blame Czech MPs for treating poker the same way as gambling machines, betting roulette, and so on. They did not know much about the game, but now, thanks to Martin's success, poker will be talked about a lot more. So I hope poker will be taken out of this legislation and some special rules will be applied.
Jaroslav Sita from the Czech Poker Association, ending that report by Jan Richter.